You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Lionel Messi says he will not put an age on his retirement. Tony, how about you?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I retired 5 years ago. I'm just doing this for kicks.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
Yeah.
You don't have an age, a mandatory retirement age for yourself?
Hey, about 104. I don't know if I get that far. I think that would probably be enough, right? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NFL takes on the NBA on Christmas Day. The Diamondbacks land Jordan Montgomery, and UConn coach Dan Hurley joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with a situation I predicted and feared last night. We are once again leading with the Lakers. We can't quit them. The Lakers, who were playing without LeBron James, came back from 19 down in the fourth to beat Milwaukee in double overtime. Meanwhile, a team we don't discuss as much, the Mavericks, won their 9th game in their last 10, climbed into 6th place in the West by beating the former 6th place team, Sacramento, by 36 points. So, Wilbon, which was the bigger result?
Oh, the Lakers, Tony. The Lakers. And I love taunting you with this at 5 o'clock this morning, Pacific time, when I said, oh, Tony, you called it. What are we leading the show with? We got everything in there except Steph Curry so far, but I'll work him in. But, Tony, I'm going to say the Lakers. I did something last night I almost never do. Because it's 3 hours earlier out here, I knew the result of Lakers-Milwaukee, and I knew how it happened. And I was so freaked out by the Lakers being able to come back from this large amount in just a few minutes, I watched the game again. Turner put the game on, you know, at a reasonable time out here, meaning like 10 o'clock, and I watched it again just so I could see it and understand it. Without LeBron James, it's a bad loss for Milwaukee. Let me start there. Right. On a night, Giannis has a triple-double and 20-plus rebounds. But, Tony, the Lakers looked like they did last year when they got it together and they made a run of the conference finals. I'm not saying they could beat Denver in a first-round series if they go 8-1. I'm not saying that. But, Tony, they're dangerous. Right. And Dallas, I'm giving all the credit to Jason Kidd. Luka's great. When you get Kyrie playing that way, great. I'm giving that credit to Jason Kidd for putting that all together. But the Lakers is the answer to your question.
I am so happy to be on this show today to be able to talk about the Lakers winning and to be able to talk about the Warriors winning, because the Warriors won last night
in
Miami, right, by 21 points.
Yes.
Right. So we can talk about the Lakers and the Warriors, because on any day that ends in Y, we get to talk about the Lakers and the Warriors, and I get to ask this question. Which one of them do you think is going to go on a run? I get to ask that question. I get to be delusional about teams that are in the play-in, the 9th place team and the 10th place team, because the Lakers and the Warriors are to PTI what Dak Prescott's contract is to First Take, a story that you cannot pound into the ground. The truth of the matter is, right now, every night in the NBA, a team blows a big lead, a team beats a team they shouldn't beat, and a team moves incrementally in the standings. And none of it matters at all right now, because what matters right now is not right now. It's 2.5 weeks from now. It's the playoffs.
That's right.
As long as you're in the mix, Mike, life goes on and you've got a chance. That's all I'm saying.
All right, wait. You asked the question. Now I'm going to make you answer it. Does either
I asked the question in jest. No, I don't care. I asked it in jest. It's in jest.
I know.
I'm strangled by the Lakers and the Warriors.
Which one?
Because
here's the dirty little truth. Here's the dirty little truth. You love those two because you love LeBron and Steph and LeBron. So are you rooting for one harder than the other?
I'm rooting for you, Mike. I'm rooting for whatever makes you happy in the NBA.
What a cop out. That's your all. I don't want to hear about push anymore with that cop out discussion. It's March 27th, but let's talk about Christmas Day. The NFL announced yesterday it was scheduled two games Christmas Day this year, even though the holiday falls on a Wednesday. Just last year, the league said it wasn't looking to play on Wednesdays. The NBA season is traditionally kicked off for real. And, you know, it starts November 1st, but for real, December 25, with up to five big matchups. So, Tony, how should the NBA handle the NFL's encroachment?
Yeah, how should they handle it? They should get together a high-level contingent of executives. They should walk over to the NFL offices on Park Avenue carrying a white flag. They should say, "We surrender. Have pity on us." Because that, look, this is somebody in the NFL woke up one morning and listed a whole bunch of questions that starts with this question. How come the NBA owns Christmas? Where is that written? Christmas Day is at the end of December. That is in the peak of our season. Why are we giving this over to the NBA? Let's crush them like bugs. And that's what happened this past year. The NBA had its worst ratings ever on Christmas Day. They were down 30% from the previous worst ratings. The NFL just walked in there, put on a bunch of games, and that was it. And so if I'm the NBA, this is what I'm going to do, Mike, and this is going to make you happy. There's only two games the NFL is going to show on Christmas Day. I'm going to go before them. I'm going to start at 8 in the morning Pacific time with breakfast with LeBron and Steph. That's what I'm going to do.
No, you're not going to do that. And we know the NFL is no match. The NBA is no match with the NFL. This is not a news story. The NFL is going to get nearly 30 million people, and the NBA, if it's lucky, is going to get 5. That's the way it's going to go. Unless the NBA decides to just appeal to its international audience, and in China alone, even though you don't care, the fact is they would crush the NFL because they do. But we're talking about a domestic question now. And the thing they have to do is, Tony, simply worry about their own audience. They have to hold their own loyal fans. That's it. They can't compete. They're not going to get 27 million. They've got to try to get back up closer to 5 and appeal to their group by having better matchups and maybe better times and maybe fitting it around what the NFL does. But you can't just roll over and have no content. You can't do that. So how do you keep 5 million people while the NFL does its deal? And that's what the NBA has to worry about. How do we keep our loyal viewers?
I agree with that. I'm going to put them on at noon or something like that. A lot of people are going to say the NFL is just being greedy because they're doing this on Wednesday. What are they doing? What they're doing on Christmas Day is making America happy. America wants to watch football on Christmas Day. It's as simple as that. They want to watch it. We move to baseball. Jordan Montgomery, left-handed starter and the last of Scott Boras's big clients who was unsigned, is now signed. Montgomery took a one-year deal for $25 million to pitch for the Arizona Diamondbacks and try to help them get back to the World Series. Well, Von, how should Montgomery feel about the deal he took?
Damn happy. He's getting $25 million. I'm not going to hold a GoFundMe for Jordan Montgomery or any Scott Boras clients. And I'm past the point of having anxiety because somebody didn't get a Bryce Harper $400 million. I don't give a damn. I don't. As a matter of fact, part of me saying, good, it's fine. He's getting $25 million. You know what that used to be called, and maybe it's still called in most quarters in the world? It's called generational wealth. So I'm not going to, Tony, I have no thoughts at all that, oh, my God, the market worked against Scott. Boy, I don't give a damn what happened. Yeah. He's got a good payday, a good year. He's on a team that got to, didn't they get to the World Series, the Diamondbacks? So good.
Yes.
Good for Montgomery.
Okay. So, yeah, how should he feel? He should feel great that he's got an opportunity to get back to the World Series because he was on the winning team in the World Series last year. He was on Texas. He should feel great about that. He's signed. He's pitching. He appears to be healthy. Good for him. But I think what he's going to do is sit down in a room and basically say this. How did this happen to me? I just had my best year ever ERA-wise, 3.20. While I was with Texas in the second half of the year, it was 2.79. I won 3 playoff games, and I've just watched Tyler Glasnow's, right? He got 5 years and $135 million, I believe, from the Dodgers, while this guy's sitting here with his thumb in the air. Like, you got to wonder. You may not care about this, but Scott Boras, it appears to have gone 0 for 5. He wanted multi-year contracts for his players. He wanted $100 million at least, and none of them got it. The two pitchers got one-year deals exactly. Two of the hitters got three-year deals, but there's an opt-out after one. You know, it looked like Shohei Ohtani and maybe Aaron Nola sucked all the money out of the room. Let's take a break. Coming up, we have a few questions for the coach of defending champion UConn, Dan Hurley.
And later, Jim Harbaugh is reportedly living in an RV, really?
That seems weird and not good. You wouldn't watch Steph and LeBron at Christmas morning? You wouldn't? I would. I'd watch that.
I'm watching them at Christmas morning already. They're on at 9 Pacific and I'm in the studio. Thanks for noticing.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Defending champion UConn has rolled through the first two rounds of the men's tournament and now faces San Diego State on Thursday, who I think they beat for the national championship last year. We're pleased to welcome in the coach of the Huskies, Dan Hurley, who Wilbon and I remember since he's a kid. Let's start with this. Over the last 2 years, UConn has won eight straight NCAA tournament games, all by double digits. But you often seem upset with the play of your team. You were up 33 at the half over Stetson. You seemed a little bit upset. How can you imagine the team being better? You look so good so far.
Yeah, I think, I don't show me a great coach that's ever really kind of happy with how things are going. I haven't seen him. I've seen, Nick Saban and these coaches losing their minds in games when the execution just, falls off a little bit. And obviously what we're trying to do this year is something that's not been done a lot, trying to make history. And in order to do that, you got to be on point.
Well, it clearly is working for you, Dan. The Athletic asked your players if you are more intense this year than you were last year when you only won something we can call the national championship. And one player said, he's way harder on this year's team. How do you do it? How do you make it work? There's no rebellion. These guys are buying into you, but how and why?
Yeah, we've got a culture and we're up front about it when we recruit these guys. We've got, kind of like old souls, old school families around these players, old school mentality with the players themselves. They allow us to coach them hard and get the absolute most out of them. They're all about winning. And really, I think, when you play at a place like UConn with the history with Coach Calhoun and Gino Auriemma and Kevin Ollie, the national championship, tradition and recent history, done it better than anyone else, in college basketball, there's a pressure here that I think prepares you to play in March. Every time you step on the court at UConn, it's a big game. So I think we can handle, the spotlight well this time of year.
I want to zero in a little bit on sort of what happened going into this tournament. You were a little tough on the selection committee for your path, by the way. Tony and I agreed with you. And even on Thursday night's early start time against San Diego State, do you really think the committee was trying to make it tough on you guys and it just wind up this way? Or is it part of your us against the world approach?
I don't know if the players could hear me right now. I don't believe it. I don't really believe that they are conspiring against me, my family, my program. I don't believe that. But I do think that, you know, that you got to use some external things to keep that edge and to keep that focus, especially now where we were closer to being picked fourth in the Big East preseason poll than we were third by the coaches. So, you know, we didn't come into the season with the expectation that we were going to be the best team in the country. And I've tried this whole year to root out complacency with all of my people in the organization, you know, to the point of risking driving people crazy. But when you're trying to, you know, reach crazy levels of success, you know, you've got to be wired a little bit different.
You are not as old, of course, as Tony and I are, but you're old enough to have a sense of college basketball history to a great degree. And so, Dan, what resonates with you? Who and what teams resonate with you going back, whether it's back as far as UNLV and those teams or further, or of course the great Duke teams or Kansas? Who and what resonates with you in that way? What does great college basketball look like?
I mean, really all of it. I mean, my first memories really would be the Big East tournament, Pearl Washington, the late Pearl, you know, versus those Georgetown teams at MSG, you know, when the Big East was just about to take off, and you know, the NC State, Houston, Lorenzo Charles, Phi Slamma Jamma, you know, Michael Jordan, Georgetown, Final Four, you know, all the way then obviously that, you know, growing up intimate, you know, understanding of the, you know, Duke, UNLV, that great game in Indiana, after getting blown out in Denver. So obviously when your dad is Bob Hurley Sr., the exposure to basketball started, you know, particularly young age.
We'll get you out of here on this. And by the way, you have just talked about Wilbon's career and my career covering college basketball all the way through, so we have nothing more to say about that. But we'll get to you on this question. You've been known to be highly superstitious, but your dad, a great basketball coach, said he constantly messes with you. You never know when he's being serious. And you got a good friend, I hope I pronounce his name right, Jeff Billett, who just says he's full of bleep. He's the best. We think maybe you're pulling everybody's leg. Is that true?
Superstitions? Oh, it's crazy. And it's like the pressure to kind of remember like what outfit I wore 2 days out from a game, 1 day out, what socks I wore, the underwear, obviously have gotten a lot of attention, you know, the dragon underwear that right now is on this 8-game, you know, NCAA winning streak. It's also, I'm wearing the same suit and dress shirt. My shoes too. I'm wearing the same shoes that I wore when I coached at Rhode Island in a tournament and had success. They desperately need some work from a cobbler. The M&M. I got a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's been a nice distraction from maybe you know, the pressure of what we're trying to pull off.
That's great to hear for somebody like me who carries amulets with him for good luck. Thank you and best of luck,
Dan. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Coach Cal will return to Kentucky. How will he have to do things differently?
And Indiana State continues to make the selection committee look wrong. Tony, I was in the bad end of UConn. I was in the bad end of that on Sunday night.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 61st birthday, Ed Pinckney. Pinckney was the best player on the Villanova team that shot 9 of 10 in the second half to beat Georgetown in the 1985 NCAA tournament final. Pinckney was named the most outstanding player in the Final Four. This was the third time that year that Villanova had played Georgetown. They lost the first two games by 2 points and 7 points. So Villanova was very familiar with and unafraid of the defending national champs. Pinckney had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals in that title game. From there, he went on to play 12 seasons in the NBA for 7 different teams. In his best years, 1987 and 1989, he averaged 11 points and 6.5 rebounds.
Tone, those Villanova-Georgetown games were so close that year in the regular season, I covered both of them, that if people were paying attention and stopped worrying about upset and names and seeds, they'd realize Georgetown was just going to have a hell of a time beating Villanova that night. And even though they gave up 90% shooting, Villanova shot 90%. They lost the game by 2. One of the great games of all time, Ed Pinckney at the top of it.
Happy anniversary, Shaka Smart. On this day 13 years ago, Smart, then 33 years old, coached Virginia Commonwealth past number 1 seed Kansas to advance to the Final Four. Smart had been hired by VCU the year before, missed the tournament that year, but made it the next 5 seasons before leaving for Texas. At Texas for 6 seasons, Smart made the NCAAs 3 times, then left Texas for Marquette in 2021. He's comfortable in Milwaukee, having grown up near Madison. Smart has 3 NCAA appearances in 3 years at Marquette, and this year, he's in the Sweet 16.
Shaka Smart still looks like he's 33 years old. And by the way, this is a great fit, Tony. Texas, I was rooting for him there, but it's not like being back home. And I mean the greater Midwest and specifically Wisconsin. Good for Shaka Smart, and good for Marquette for making that hire.
Happy trails to Coach Cal leaving Kentucky, although a sizable number of UK fans would be happy if John Calipari either left or was bought out for $33 million. Calipari will return to Lexington and coach his 16th season there, vowing to go to work and do something special. Kentucky was ousted in the first round of the NCAAs by Oakland. 2 years ago, Kentucky was ousted in the first round by St. Peter's. Calipari hasn't been to the Final Four since 2015, and he's 1-4 in his last 5 tournament games. Calipari's normal answer is to bring in great high school talent, one-and-done talent, which he did this year. But there are increasing calls for him to recruit older players through the transfer portal, and Calipari has said he will do both.
And so go get some strangers from the transfer portal who don't know each other and let them come in for a year, and that's going to solve everything. Sure.
Let's go to the big finish quickly. This is good news. The Wizards and Capitals are finalizing a deal to stay in D.C. rather than move to Northern Virginia. Your thoughts?
That's where they belong, in the district. They were never going to Northern Virginia. That whole thing was fraudulent. Fraudulent. Indiana State beat Cincinnati to make it to the semis of the NIT. You impressed with that?
Yeah, they should have been in the big tournament, though. This is the NIT. Josh Stone scored 2 goals in his NHL debut for your Arizona Coyotes. Is that significant?
Yeah, he did it in front of his dad, a Coyotes legend, Shane Doan, so that's pretty cool. MLive.com reports Jim Harbaugh has been living in an RV that he drove to Los Angeles from Michigan. Your thoughts?
In an RV? The Chargers can't rent them a hotel room? Last one, Clippers have lost 6 out of 9. You like them to beat the Sixers tonight?
I don't, Tony. I like Philly, in Philly. Sixers at home.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Mayor Muriel Bowser, shout out. You stopped the villainy.
Congratulations. The teams are where they are supposed to be in the district. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow. You knuckleheads. Here's sports. PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.